in that terubis, o boreh yofer shebehen, o mechal lo yaleho. And now you take the second coin that you have, take the kedusha off it, and put it onto the best coin. That's the best way to find out which coin exactly has the kedusha. Now, why? What do you have to do this way for? Mefnei shom, because it was said, like Rashi says, kolayma lefika cheskidu locholedu. Like, why do we have to do all this? Lechal lo tchila b'moyis. At first, we take a different coin, and we mechalo that ma'isisheni coin onto this coin, and then you chayzer it back onto the original coin. Rather, Rashi asks, why don't we go straight? Why don't we say like Shiyito Yofer Shebehem? Just out of this tarubis, you have a mixture of coins. Pick out the best coin here. For Yomer, just say Emzu. So my, if this best coin I have is the coin of my Sheni Harei type, very good. The Emzu Shachul, and if this best coin is Shachulin, you know what I want to do then? I say wherever the real coin of my Sheni is, should be Mechul onto this coin. But why can't I go glat onto this coin? So the answer is, like the Gemara says, Mechnei Shom, because it was said, Mechalin Oysai Kesef Avachoshes. If you want to make a pigeon of Mois, Maisha Sheni, you could Mechalu maybe Kesef onto Nechoshes. Like silver coins onto the copper coins, that you could do, and Midoichik. Only when you have no other way out. Only Midoichik, but not Lechatrila. And Loishi is Kayin Kenatra, should stay this way. And Lechachoizu Mechalin al Kesef. But you should later go ahead and be Mechalin back onto Kesef. It actually says that they show me that Mechal and Kesef and Nechosh is Midechik. Ava Kesef, Ava Kesef, Lav Derech Hilhu. Ve'afilu Midechik Namidloi. But some to be Mechal like money of Kesef onto money of Kesef, that you can't do. Even Midechik, that's no good. So that's why if you have these coins here, if you have these coins, a silver coin that got mixed up together, and one of them is Maisa Sheni, you can't just take out the best silver coin and say, this should be Mechal on the other one. Because Kesef on Kesef, nothing doing. That's not like a pigeon. Mashenke and Kesef onto Nechosh as a copper coin, that you could do Midoichik. But this is the question now. Katani Miach, what do we learn over here? That Mechalin Midoichik. Midoichik in Shalai Midoichik Loi. Only if you're forced to do it, like our case here. But if you're not forced to do it, even a silver coin onto Nechosh, onto a copper coin, you should not be Mechalol by regular Maisa Sheni. Now this is the question. Before we said, but on the Maisa Sheni of Demai, there were Mekel. And then we said that you could be Mechal Loisei Kesef al Kesef, Nechoshes on Nechoshes, and Kesef on Nechoshes. Like here we said that by Maisa Sheni of Demai, you see we are Mekel. That you could be Mechal or Kesef on the Kesef. Whereas real Maisa Sheni, not Shel Demai, not of an Amoritz, but real Maisa Sheni, you can't be Poida Kesef on Kesef. This is the question on Rav Meir. Like if you tell me that Rav Meir Shita is, that whenever the Rabbonim make up a din, to make a chizuk kain shel Torah, so then how come by real Maisa Sheni, you cannot be Mechal or Kesef on Kesef? And here we learned that by the Maisa Sheni of Demai, you could be Mechal or Kesef on Kesef. So Marin says, Omer Rabbi Yisrael Grace said, Afo Pisha Meker Rabbi Meir B'Pidyonoi, true, even though Rabbi Meir is Mechal in the Pidyon, when it comes to be paid to take off the Kedusha in one coin onto another coin, here Rabbi Meir is Mechal, and he says that you could be Mechalo, Kesef on Kesef, but I'll tell you, Machmer hu abichil vachil osoi. But bachila eating it, there he is Mechal. Rashi says, Shomai se sheni shodmai, o mas nisam bachila koi. And Mishnah's talking about that if a czar eats the maise sheni shodmai, the loch is, you have to pay back a chaymish on it. So Nageya, when you eat the maise sheni shodmai, here the Rabbanu will machmir. So kitza, there's no kasha. Like even though Rabbi Meir is machmir by the achil of Maisa Sheni, true, but negate to the pigeon that's not talking about eating it, here Taki is mekel. The Tanya we learned like this. We learned, Lohetiru limchor demai el lesito in bavad. There are only mekel that you could sell demai to a sito in bavad. So Rashi learns, Lohetiru lechover halakeach demai shemachren lacherim achi asher. Normal person that buys demai, if he buys it from an amorit, he can't use it for himself. Like when he sells it to somebody else, he has to first off take off his maisis himself before he gives it away. Elo lesiton bavad. Rashi says siton that's chover lo etzrichu laser elo moicher and kishu demai. That if you're a chover, you're a choshev yid, then you have a right to sell it, even though you didn't take off the maisis from demai yet. Whoever buys it from you, Yafrit Maisroisev, he will take off the Maisis, the person that buys it. Why, Rashi says? Shakal Yoidim Shasitan Mikama Amayoris Lakech. Everybody knows the Sitan, he's the wholesale man. He buys it from a lot of different Amoratim. Shasitan Minha Mashpian Limcho Bemidagasi, buys a lot of the time. Hodak Liknes Peres Merubin, Umarchal Lechenzanim. Like everybody knows, the wholesale man buys a lot at a time from an amoritz, and he goes and sells it off. So mele, everybody knows if you buy it from a sita and from the middleman, he did not take off maaseres from demai. So if you buy it off him, you have to take off your maaseres. Everybody knows about that. Therefore, the rabbanu will make it that a lesita, he's allowed to sell it even before it takes off from a maaseres. Yeah. Now, ubalabayis. But a regular balabayas, Rashi says, halakech mi'amoritz. If you're a regular balabos, a regular yid, that you buy your peris off an amoritz, so before you use it, or even before you sell it to somebody else, you have to take off maaseh from it first. That's what Rabbi Meir says. V'achomer l'chom say, echad asitin v'echad balabayas. Moicher v'shlech l'chaveroi, v'naisim le'b'matorna v'yein l'choshesh. So here you see the chom ma'mekel. The chom say by demai, you could sell it to anybody, even a balabos. If he buys enough in Amoritz, he's allowed to sell it to somebody else or send it to somebody, even before it takes off Maisos. So who you see the Chom on Mekol by Demai?
And Rashi explains, we're talking about here when the Balabas sells it at a large quantity. So then the Medrabon of the Mekol has looked like a Sitan. But I call upon him, you see here that Remeir is Machmir. That Remeir holds here, no, a Balabas cannot sell it without taking off Maisos first. So even though before we saw Remei was Mekel, he's only Mekel by Pijonoi, but he's not Mekel, we may come Tidit, even Remei is also a Machmir. Now the Gemara says, most of Ravina asked a question like this. It says, Aloch, Halakech, Menanachtum, if somebody buys bread off a baker for Namoritz, so Meiser, Menacham, Alotanenis, you gotta take off Meiser from one bread that's hot on the other bread, even though it's cold already. Rios minatanena salacham on cold bread for hot bread. And the chiddush is viafilu mitfusam harbei. Even if they have different forms, like yibichosh comes from different balabat and different amaratim, maybe one was pot, the one was chayiv, still you'll have to take off one from the other. Divi Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. So now it's like this. Bishlemi minatanena salacham, I can understand why he says, you'll have to take off from the cold bread on the hot bread, even though lachur it's from ra al hatoiv. Hatek the Rabbi Loi, who's like Rabbi Loi? The Yom Rabbi Loi, minay in l'tarim min haruah layof. How do we know someone takes off truma from the good on the bed? Min haruah layof, from the bed on the good. She truma se truma that the truma is chal. She nema because the pasuk says, "Poleti sol of chet beharim chemes chal b'mimenu." When you take off truma, you should not have a chet when you're doing it. So, what is the pasuk talking about? That you're taking off from bed for good. So in Meinoi Kodesh, if the Trum is not Chal, like the Mice is not Chal, Nisiyas Chet Lama, what do you have an Avera for? Hill might smash McClure that the Trum of the Prosh is Chal, even though he's taken off on Be'ez for good. Samara says now, Mikat Mirta Drosha Limud, that Litarim in Haru Ala Yofesh Rishumasa Truma. If you take off Truma from the bid on the good, you should know the Trum is Chal. Says good boy, says you can take off Truma from Amoris, from the Mai, from the bid on the good. That's good. Ella, that he says though, afilu mitfusim harbi, from a lot of different forms. In other words, that the bread came from different people. If so, leichush, why aren't you afraid? Tedum osili afrusha min achiv al aptur, or min aptur al achiv. How do we say if you buy bread, like from a baker, the half minuza comes from a dollar, that the baker buys it from a lot of different balabatim, from different forms? So aren't we a chesha that one balabos you bought it from, he took off his maisus, and the other one did not? And you may be taken off menaptur al achiv or menachiv al aptur. So how can you be mafresh from one fus on another fus? So that was the kasha we had. At the end, we'll soon see a teretz from this. We'll soon see a teretz later on this. But I call upon him right now, the Gemara is the question. That Omar Abaye said, that's the original Gemara, Reb Lezer Shapik Lekashele, Vishmuel Lo Shapik Lekashele. Reb Lezer's question that at first yes na Mishnah, that was a good question. And what Shmuel answered, Abaye holds is not called a good answer. Again, Reb Lezer asked, how could our Mishnah hold so chumra that the true Mesmaiser of Demai? If Yisrael eats it, he has to be Mais Chemish. How come? It's only Nisim with Rabbanon. Why would Rabbanon machmir so much? That was Reb Lezer's question. So Abaye holds the question is a good question. And that Shmuel answered that, if we go according to Rabbi Meir, is not a good answer. Why? Because the Kukash, the Reb Lezer, Misa B'desh Ramayim. Reb Lezer asked the question that by Trumas Meiser, if he still eats it, he's only Chayiv Misa B'desh Ramayim. So how come there was so Machmah that said that in Trumas Meiser, with the Rabbanon, of Dema, you have to be Meiser V'chaymish? Well, Meshani Le Shmuel, what did Shmuel answer back? That the Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, but Reb Meir is talking about by Gittin. By Gittin, Eish Yisish, there is a Misa's Bezdin. Dilma may be shani mises bezin drachamiri. Maybe when the Rebbe Meir say they're at the bonim made a chizik kishal Torah. That's only by gittin. By gittin, if there's an isereshis involved, there's a mises bezin. The other rabbanu were machmir. But maybe by trumas naisel, there's only a mises b'dei shemayim. Maybe the other rabbanu were not machmir to make it mamshik main diraisa. So if a Rebbe Lezer's first question is a good question, and Reb Shimon's teretz is not, and Reb Shmuel's teretz not such a good, not such a good teretz. Then the Gemara said, Rav Sheshes lo shaper kamoisav lei. Rav Sheshes also's question was not such a good question. Rav Sheshes asked the question before from Mechal Moisav Kesef, Hamais Nechoshes, that you see by Maisi Sheni of Demai, it could be poiderit.